You will not find me ungenerous in the matter of fees.
My professional charges are upon a fixed scale. I do not vary them, except when I remit them altogether. Good day.
Good day, Mr. Holmes.
He annotated his script with drawings. He wanted it to resemble as far as possible the Paget illustrations. I think he's clearly having a ball in that film. It's a very, very persuasive interpretation.
The problem with that film, and it's the major problem in that particular story, is the hounds. Described in the book, if I remember correctly, being almost as big as a donkey.
With their limited, if enterprising, resources, Hammer had employed a Great Dane called Colonel and a production artist called Margaret to fashion a mask of latex and rabbit fur to create the Hound from Hell.
I was the one who was responsible for making the mask for the Hound of the Baskervilles. I was rather ashamed of the mask I made. It was the worst one I ever made and the only one people know about. There's Colonel, the Hound. There he is on the miniature set, about to leap off onto Christopher Lee. Colonel was in trouble. There was a lawsuit. He'd bitten a barmaid and had a bad reputation for temper. So I was feeling rather apprehensive. However, the dog took one look at me, and if ever a dog fell in love at first sight, it was that dog. I was his sort of woman.
With such a temperamental dog, the thrilling climax at the Great Grimpen Mire had to be very carefully choreographed.